Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
It's the 62nd annual production sale of Mr. Herford's, Oklahoma's oldest annual production sale. Coming Saturday, February 4th, 150 service-age Hereford and Angus bulls, 75 Hereford and Angus heifer pairs, and heavy breads. The sale happening February 4th, 12:30 p.m. at the ranch, Slapout, Oklahoma. Attend the sale in person or check it out on dvauction.com. Catalog and videos at dvauction.com. Call Van Mester for more information, 580-552-1555. The Mester Ranch Production Sale, Saturday, February 4th.
Do you know where you are with your money? Your farm business, or is it just running out every month? It's more crucial now than any time with rising interest, drought, and rising input cost. You want to know where your money's really going every month? Want to make tax time so much easier? Well, Farm Data Services is a management accounting company that helps farmers, ranchers, and small business owners with accounting needs, FSA programs, and business accounting. Let Farm Data Services work for you. Check them out at farmdataservices.com or 800-579-8164. Well, several agricultural groups are thinking about the 2023 Farm Bill now that time is upon us. That includes NCBA. Our very own Ron Hayes is covering the NCBA Cattle Con convention in New Orleans this week. Let's check in with him as he visits with Colin Woodall of NCBA.
Our coverage from the 2023 Cattle Industry Convention being powered by Performance Ranch, a part of Zoetis, and by Farm Data Services out of Stillwater. Colin Woodall, Chief Executive Officer, National Cattlemen's Beef Association, says we might get a 2020 Farm Bill on time by the end of September, but he acknowledges it's going to be an uphill battle, even though the four principals, including G.T. Thompson and Debbie Stabenow, want to try to get across the finish line before the expiration of the 2018 bill.
History's kind of stacked against them. We are supportive of getting it done on time. We're going to do everything we can because we have a lot of priorities, things like maintaining the foot and mouth disease vaccine bank, making sure programs like EQIP stay funded, making sure that research is still an important part of not only USDA, but also land-grant universities, and making sure that there are some risk management programs, especially for cow-calf producers in things such as livestock risk protection at RMA.
NCBA's Colin Woodall. In New Orleans, I'm Ron Hayes.
Well, the Department of Agriculture has launched the Cattle Contract Library Pilot Program. USDA says the pilot library will provide new disclosure to the industry and public regarding the key terms, conditions, and volumes under which cattle are contracted. The Consolidated Appropriations Act of 2022 directed USDA to create a pilot library to increase market transparency for cattle producers. The library will have the same look and feel as the working library model developed and shared with stakeholders last year, but will now be populated with information from active contacts. The initial release of the library will allow users to browse a range of terms and information contained in active contracts used to purchase fed cattle. National Cattlemen's Beef Association Government Affairs Tanner Beamer responded with, "We've been looking forward to the launch of the Cattle Contract Library Pilot Program and will continue to review the product to determine if its current format provides value to cattle producers." Well, while typically it's barbecue in Kansas City and cheesesteaks in Philly, when it comes to the Super Bowl, the wing is still king. The National Chicken Council has released its annual Chicken Wing Report, projecting Americans to consume a record-breaking 1.45 billion chicken wings during the Super Bowl weekend. The figure represents an increase of 2% from last year's report, the equivalent of 84 million more wings. There are several reasons for the uptick, says the Chicken Council spokesperson Tom Super. He says the two main reasons are more favorable prices and more people getting back to normal and gathering for the big games, whether you're at home, at a bar, or a restaurant. Super said, while Americans are seeing inflation impact almost every part of their lives, both wholesale and retail wing prices are down double digits from a year ago. That's according to USDA, and consumers are seeing a lot more features and promotions. You've got farm news on Ron.
It's the 62nd annual production sale of Mr. Herford's, Oklahoma's oldest annual production sale. Coming Saturday, February 4th, 150 service-age Hereford and Angus bulls, 75 Hereford and Angus heifer pairs, and heavy breads. The sale happening February 4th, 12:30 p.m. at the ranch, Slapout, Oklahoma. Attend the sale in person or check it out on dvauction.com. Catalog and videos at dvauction.com. Call Van Mester for more information, 580-552-1555. The Mester Ranch Production Sale, Saturday, February 4th.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.